KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Bull Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Bull Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Bull Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school volleyball action around the region last night, in 3A regional semifinals, it was Red Oak defeating Clarinda 3-2, while ADM advanced with a 3-game sweep over I-35. In Class 4A regional semis, it was Harlan sweeping 3 straight from Perry. Lewis Central took 3 in a row from Glenwood. Bishop Elon Catholic down Carroll in 3 straight. And it was Dallas Center Grimes, a 3-game sweep over Winterset. In 5A regional semis last night, Abraham Lincoln defeated Waukee by a final of 3-0. Tonight's regional volleyball schedule looks like this. In Class 1A regional semis, it'll be Adair Casey facing Grandview Park Baptist at Adair tonight. Guthrie Center will host Glidden-Ralston. East Union is home to Murray. At Corning tonight, Bedford will play Stanton, while Woodbine will host Arweva. Those are all 7 o'clock start times. Also tonight in 2A regional semifinals, Griswold visits Trainer. Kemper Catholic will host IKM Manning. St. Albert is home to Underwood, while Nottoway Valley will face Des Moines Christian. That match is in Urbandale tonight. Those matches also getting underway at 7 o'clock. The winners all moving on in regional play. In baseball, the San Francisco Giants are now halfway to a World Series title after shutting down the Detroit Tigers 2-0 for a 2-0 series lead. Madison Bumgarner outdueled Detroit's Doug Fister in a classic pitcher's duel. Bumgarner and two relievers combined on a 2-hit shutout. Bumgarner struck out 8 in his 7 innings. Santiago Casilla and Sergio Romo finished up the gem. The Tigers were shut out just twice in the 162-game regular season. They've now been blanked twice in the postseason. In their opening game win, the Giants used 3 homers by Pablo Sandoval to bash the Tigers. In Game 2, the Giants used small ball to win their 5th straight postseason game. They broke a scoreless tie with a run in the 7th inning without an RBI as Hunter Pence scored on a double play ground out by Brandon Crawford. The Giants added an insurance run in the 8th without a hit, scoring on a Pence sacrifice fly. 14 of the last 15 teams that have won the first 2 games have gone on to win the World Series. Today's a travel day, and the series will resume tomorrow night in Detroit. The Giants sending out 14-game winner Ryan Vogelsong against Anibal Sanchez. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak says it's unlikely the team can re-sign 16-game winner Kyle Loesch and doesn't see a spot for Lance Berkman even in a reduced role. Loesch led the majors in winning percentage, going 16-3, and was among the league leaders with a .279 earned run average, but the Cardinals have a stable full of young prospects to fill out their rotation. Berkman is 36 and has been troubled by injuries, getting in just 32 games this season. Elsewhere around baseball, Yankees ace C.C. Sabathia has had arthroscopic surgery to remove a bone spur from his left elbow. Sabathia was the Yankee ace during the season, going 15-6 with a .338 earned run average. He was 2-1 in 3 playoff starts. Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo says third baseman Ryan Zimmerman had arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder, and he's expected to be ready for the start of spring training. Rizzo says Zimmerman will be full go in 6 weeks. Authorities say former Arizona Diamondbacks first baseman and television analyst Mark Grace has been indicted on 4 felony counts of driving under the influence from an August 23rd incident in Scottsdale, Arizona. He has a December 5th court hearing. He took a leave of absence from his TV job, and the D-backs recently dropped him from their broadcast team. A person familiar with the situation says the Chicago White Sox are promoting general manager Ken Williams and assistant GM Rick Hahn, but it's unclear what their new titles will be. A news conference is set for tomorrow. In basketball news, Iona sophomore point guard Tavon Sledge, a transfer from Iowa State, has been granted a hardship waiver by the NCAA, and he'll be eligible to play immediately. Sledge transferred back to his native New York after spending his freshman season at Iowa State. He saw limited action in 8 games and then elected to transfer at the conclusion of the spring semester and enrolled in classes at Iona for the summer sessions. He'll have 3 years of eligibility at Iona. Sledge will be one of the 9 newcomers for Iona, which opens their regular season November 9th at home against Denver. Well, David Stern spent nearly 30 years growing the NBA during a league that turning a league that couldn't even get its championship series on live primetime TV into a projected $5 billion a year industry. Confident the NBA is in good shape and certain that he's found someone who can make it even better, the 70-year-old Stern is ready to end one of the most successful and impactful careers in sports history. Stern will retire as commissioner February 1st of 2014, 30 years to the day after taking charge of the league. He'll be replaced by Deputy Commissioner Adam Silver. At the news conference, Silver and Stern said that Stern will be remembered as the best of all time. The board of directors also approved the sale of the Memphis Grizzlies to a group headed up by a California technology entrepreneur. That sale still has to be finalized, and the Grizzlies say that is expected soon. The L.A. Lakers aren't sure if Kobe Bryant is going to play in Tuesday's opener against the Dallas Mavericks. Bryant is nursing a bruised and strained right foot. The NHL's deadline for playing a full 82-game season arrived yesterday with no new discussions between the league and its locked-out players. The players have rejected the league's latest offer of a 50-50 revenue split. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Northwestern and Iowa have spent the past week trying to get over crushing home defeats. Northwestern blew a 12-point lead midway through the fourth quarter and lost a heartbreaker to Nebraska 29-28 last Saturday. The Hawkeyes let Penn State jump out to an early lead and then got crushed 38-14 in one of the worst losses of Coach Kirk Ferentz's 14-year tenure. Those losses have given Northwestern and Iowa an added sense of urgency heading into tomorrow's matchup in Evanston. Both teams are on the verge of being out of contention in the Big Ten Legends division with a loss tomorrow. We'll have that game for you here on the radio, 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Iowa State could not have picked a better time to host the nation's worst defense. Quarterbacks Steele Jantz and Jared Barnett have both earned and lost the starting job in the past 3 months. Coach Paul Rhodes won't let anyone know the starter until Saturday night's game against Baylor. The Bears have given up 70, 49, and 56 points in the past 3 weeks, all of them losses. Baylor's porous defense will meet up with Iowa State and its stagnant offense Saturday night, a matchup between teams with major issues and little time to get them fixed. Well, Nebraska goes into Saturday's meeting with number 20 Michigan on a 10-game win streak in home games at night. The Cornhuskers will celebrate the 50th anniversary of their NCAA record sellout streak. This will be the 323rd in a row. Michigan, the only college program with 900 all-time victories, will be making its first visit to Lincoln since 1911. Michigan, with a win, would put 2 games between itself and second-place Nebraska. A win by the Huskers would move them into a tie atop the division, and they'd own the tiebreaker over the Wolverines. Michigan quarterback Denard Robinson says he and his teammates have to be prepared to overcome the crowd noise. Clemson used a quick-strike, big-play offense to open up a 35-0 lead as they cruised past overmatched Wake Forest 42-13 last night. Taj Boyd threw for a school-record 428 yards with 5 touchdown passes for the 14th-ranked Tigers. Sammy Watkins added a school-record 202 yards receiving. Police say they arrested 4 former LSU football players, including one-time Heisman Trophy finalist Tyrann Mathieu, after finding them with marijuana at Mathieu's apartment. Baton Rouge police say they also arrested ex-LSU quarterback Jordan Jefferson and former defensive backs Derek Bryant and Carnell Hatcher. Mathieu is a cornerback known as the Honey Badger. He was dismissed from the Tigers in August for failing a drug test. Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have posted their most impressive victory under rookie coach Greg Schiano. Rookie Doug Martin racked up 214 total yards and two touchdowns as the Buccaneers routed Minnesota 36-17 last night to hand the Vikings their first home loss of the season at the Metrodome. Martin ran 29 times for 135 yards. He also caught a screen pass, 64 yards for a score, one of three touchdowns thrown by Josh Freeman. Adrian Peterson had a season-long 64-yard run for a score that brought the Vikings to 30-17, but his lost fumble in Minnesota territory in the second quarter led directly to a touchdown by the Buccaneers. The Bucs improved 3-5 with a win, while the Vikings fall to 5-3. They're in second place in the NFC North behind Chicago. The Cleveland Browns officially belong to Jimmy Haslam. His $1.05 billion purchase of the NFL franchise from Randy Lerner was closed yesterday, just 9 days after the sale was approved by the league's owners. Haslam now owns 70% of the team, and the truck stop magnate will get the other 30% from Lerner in four more years. Greg Jennings, the Green Bay Packers' number one receiver, will have surgery next Tuesday to repair a torn abdominal muscle that's kept him out for most of the season. Jennings would not put a timetable on his return, but said recovery from the 20 to 25-minute outpatient procedure is not season-ending. Denver Broncos cornerback Tracy Porter missed practice to see a doctor about symptoms he continues to experience following a seizure that he suffered in August. Team spokesman Patrick Smith said Porter is hoping to get medical clearance to play Sunday night against the New Orleans Saints, his former team. Washington Redskins receiver Pierre Garçon says he has a torn ligament on the bottom of his right foot and that he's hoping to avoid surgery. Garçon described the injury that sidelined him for four of Washington's past six games as a plantar plate tear near his second toe. Garçon only has eight catches for 153 yards this season, his first with the Redskins, after he signed a $42.5 million five-year contract as a free agent. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.